Good evening. Welcome to the end of 2016, and 2017 is not going to wait for us, so we better get going with our meeting tonight. We'd ask you to turn to number 59 in the red hymnal. We're going to sing about the mighty power of God. We've seen it this past year. Looking forward to seeing even more of it in 2017. So 59 and sing out. It's great to see everybody here tonight. It's an excellent crowd, and we're excited you're here and others who'll come in. So we're going to really enjoy singing this together, number 59. Praise God. A wonderful way to, I think, end our year of our theme being prayer works, and a good example of that in our movie tonight. And we want to appreciate, we want to thank you for being here. What a blessing. We're going to ask Doug Williams to come up as a treasurer, and we've seen God's faithfulness in many ways this year.
I think I'm already 2 minutes behind. This is not going to be real long. As in years past, our Lord has abundantly provided through the generosity of the saints at the chapel. We've had a number of projects completed with the excellent work of the deacons and the hard work, really. They've really stayed with things, and they've gotten a lot of things done this year. We've got new shutters in here. We've got new chairs up in the gym. And just in case you look up, the steeple's been repainted and refurbished a little bit, so a lot of things are going on. I look forward to another good year next year, and with the Lord's blessing. And I know we're just thankful people and thankful for all he's done. You know, one of the best things about this job is compiling the love gift for Mark and Kim, and I'd like them to come up now. Makes me feel younger up here. I don't need glasses. This is great. On behalf of the saints, thank you.
Yeah, we just want to thank you. This is such a blessing, just the love that this represents to us. And we honestly, I mean, what we are able to do, what we get to do on behalf of the Lord in this assembly is something that we would do if the Lord chose never to give us a dime for it. It's just such a blessing to serve him and to be a part of fellowshipping with and serving with you with the brothers and sisters in Christ. So thank you for loving us all through the year and all through the years, and we look forward to this next year fellowshipping and walking with the Lord with you again. So thank you. My wife is not for standing in front of people, so that's, that's tough on her, but I appreciate her doing it and being up here with me and serving with me. What a blessing for me. I couldn't have a better co-laborer than that woman right there. So just want to share a thought with you this evening, actually out of the Old Testament, 2 Chronicles 29. If you happen to have your Bible, you're welcome to turn there. Just want to give you a little context here on what's going on in the passage. The 16-year reign of Ahaz as king of Judah has come to an end. He was an ungodly king, led the nation away from God and after false gods. And his son Hezekiah followed him, and immediately Hezekiah began to make changes. We're getting ready to have a new president come into power, and he has promised that he's going to do things a lot different than his predecessor. Well, that's exactly Hezekiah's attitude as he came to the throne of Judah. He made it clear that he was going to do things very differently. And we read his instructions to the priests and the Levites. Of course, they had responsibility there in the temple that Solomon had built, and God had given instructions to them regarding their responsibilities. But the temple had not been used for many years. It had fallen into disrepair. Ahaz had actually taken things out of the temple and used them for the worship of false gods. And so here, in the first year of his reign, Hezekiah, in the very first month as he started out, he opened the doors of the house of the Lord and repaired them. Then he brought in the priests and the Levites and gathered them in the east square and said to them, "Hear me, Levites, now sanctify yourselves, Sanctify the house of the Lord God of your fathers, and carry out the rubbish from the holy place. So he challenged them to sanctify. That word means to set apart something as holy and devoted to God and his work. That's what that word means, to sanctify, to set something apart, saying that is holy, that is dedicated and devoted to God and to God's work. And we find that it involved a couple of things. It involved consecrating, which was really a positional action, saying that we declare this place again to be set apart for the use of God. There was that position, but then there was also the practical part of that. And that was the actual cleansing. That was going in and taking out what he referred to as rubbish, as impurity, filth, garbage, and going in and taking that out and getting rid of it. You know, we're gonna read some more verses here, and in verse 15 of 2 Chronicles 29, we read of the response of the Levites and the priests, and they gathered their brethren, sanctified themselves, and went according to the commandment of the king at the words of the Lord to clean the house of the Lord. You know, we go into the New Testament, the time period in which we live, and we see in 1 Corinthians 3:16, as Paul writes to the Corinthian church as a body of believers, he says, "You are the temple of God. You, the community of believers, you are the temple of God. You are where God dwells and meets together with his people." That was the purpose of the Old Testament temple there in Hezekiah's day. That is where God said, "I will meet with my people here in the Holy of Holies inside that temple. That's where I will dwell, and that's where I will meet with my people." Where today, we are that temple. We're that temple. 1 Corinthians 6:19, we individually who know the Lord as our Savior, our bodies are the temple, the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 3:16, we together, and particularly I think as we gather together, we are that dwelling place of God. Our theme for this next year, we'll talk more about that tomorrow, but our theme is going to be one anothering. In 2017, we're going to be looking at the one another commands that we find in the New Testament, how we're to interact with one another. But tonight I want us to go a little bit further with what we're looking at. And in verse 16, we read that the priest went into the inner part of the house of the Lord to cleanse it and brought out all the debris that they found in the temple of the Lord to the court of the house of the Lord, and the Levites took it out and carried it to the brook Kidron. Now, verse 17, now they began to sanctify on the first day of the first month. And on the eighth day of the month, they came to the vestibule of the Lord. I had a question. I noted something here that I'm sure you noted as we read it at verse 17. They began to sanctify, they began to consecrate, to cleanse on the first day of the first month. And that's where we are within a couple of minutes. We're ready to enter into the first day of the first month of a new year. And that's when they began to sanctify. That's when they began to consecrate, to cleanse, to set apart as holy and devoted to God and his work. Again, this temple. And it says that they reached the vestibule. That was the porch or the foyer between the temple itself and the temple courts. And they reached that on the eighth day. Now, my question here was, were they working from the outside in, or were they working from the inside out? It's a little bit difficult to tell from reading, and if you look at the commentaries as I did, there's an uncertainty. Some commentators, without question, believe they started on the outside and were working their way in, reaching the porch, ready to move in after 8 days. Others believe they began in the inside and were working their way out and got out to the porch by the eighth day. I'm not sure which one, but I'm going to suggest for our application tonight as we get ready to go into the new year that we consider the fact that when we get ready, as it were, to cleanse and to consecrate and to sanctify our own lives and the local assembly, that we start on the inside and work our way out. It's more normal to say, well, let me change these things that I do and I will work toward the center, when I think what we find in the Scripture in the New Testament is that picture of starting on the inside, on the heart, where God dwells. The mercy seat was there in the Holy of Holies, really the throne of God. And we read in verse 16 that they cleansed it and they brought out all the debris that they found, the rubbish, the trash, the ruins, the rubble. And as I meditated on this and prepared for this, and Kim and I were talking about similar things this morning, and I was searching within my own life, and I found out that the debris is me. The debris is me. I'm my own problem. The self, the old person, the old mark that is still within me, when I go into the throne room of God, and if I find myself ruling there, if I find me doing things in my own strength and my own ability, and because I've always done them, or for many years I've done them a certain way, and I just do it that way, rather than allowing the Lord Jesus to be that strength, rather than allowing Him to be that King, when I find that the debris is me, my flesh, I realize that it's me that needs to be removed. That's the sanctification. Looking in my own heart and saying, you know, when I try to handle things, when I try to do it in my own strength, when I try to go according to my own plan, that's not when God is going to be honored. But rather, He's going to be honored when I put to death the things of the flesh. When I take that positional reality that I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life that I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. And I challenge all of us as we look within, as we go into this new year, that we will be able to identify what is really on the throne of our hearts and of our lives, that we will acknowledge that to God and confess to Him and repent and turn from that and allow Him to replace the debris that's me with the Lord Jesus, the one who deserves to be in that rightful place, to yield to Him. Now they began to sanctify on the first day of the first month, and we are there right now. And we're going to go in prayer. We're going to have a time of prayer to silently, you and the Lord, me and the Lord, individuals, as we pray into the new year, opening up our hearts. They begin to sanctify on the first day of the first month. Father, we thank You for Your faithfulness in 2016. Father, we see many blessings as we look back. We also confess many difficulties, many disappointments, many frustrations, many sad times. But Lord, we want to thank You for Your faithfulness through every one of those 366 days. Father, we thank You that You are good all the time. And all the time You are good. And Father, You never change. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we thank You that we're able to gather here tonight. Those of us who know the Lord Jesus, we thank You for our personal relationship with You through Him. Thank You that He died on the cross for our sins. And He was buried and He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. And He was seen. And Father, we thank You that it's not only a fact that He lived, but it's truly a fact that He died and He rose again. And he's coming again. And Father, we're looking forward to that maybe in 2017. But right here at the beginning of this new year, the first day of the first month, Lord, we want to begin again to sanctify your temple. Our individual lives and the fellowship that meets here at Shannon Hills Bible Chapel, we desire that we be wholly devoted to you and your work. Lord, what a blessing it is to know one another, but what a great blessing beyond that to know you, whom to know is life eternal. So we commit ourselves to you individually, our families to you, our local assembly to you, believers around this county, around this state, around this nation, around the world. Lord, we commit ourselves into your hands, and we thank you for what you're going to do in the year ahead. Father, might your Son reign in our lives every moment of this new year. And we thank you for what you're going to do in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm going to ask you, if we can, to gather around a circle as we do annually, and we'll sing Blessed Be the Tithe. So just circle around if you could, and we'll join hands and count off, and then we'll sing together. Like to that above.
Blessed be the